Ryan Valentine on Valentine's Day. Good point.
Yeah, it was. I think the way the game panned out, would have took a point. They had a lot of possession, which you'd expect. Scoring early, and then they kind of took control of the game after we scored early. Got the penalty. They'll say they probably deserved more, but I thought our lads dug in, and yeah, I'd take a point.
A lot of people have been taking stick out of you today because it's Valentine's Day.
I have. I have noticed a bit on Twitter off past clubs and a few of our lads choosing not the best pictures over the years to put on Twitter, so I'm used to it after all the years anyway in football.
I seem to remember you scoring a winner at Carmarthen on Valentine's Day a few years back.
I think it was, yeah, I'm not sure, was it Port Talbot? I think it might have been, and if I remember rightly, yeah, a few Port Talbot fans always used to make a song up around the fixture on Valentine's Day, but like I said, I'm used to it anyway after all the years in football.
You've been around this league for quite a while now. Obviously, Bala still in the title race. But after this evening's results, Connors Quay are on top of the league as they welcome the new Saints next week. After you've seen them close hand, how do you see the remainder of the season going?
Well, obviously, I didn't know the result until you said there. So Connors Quay going top is, I think it's good for the league. You know, we'd still like to think that we can have a say in the title race, whether it's ourselves going on to challenge or whether it's us picking points up off the likes of TNS or Connors Quay. I think every game now in the top six is massive. You know, going to Carnarvon last week, good side, Newtown, good side, so even fifth and sixth, you know, they're giving people games, and it just shows by Newtown going to TNS and beating them as well. So every game's massive, and hopefully we can have a say towards the top two or three in the league, maybe even the top one, who knows.